everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Succubus Soul Foot Fuck from Onahole.com. So I finally made it, bros. I'm finally reviewing authentic Japanese sex toys. I've reviewed a lot of Chinese sex toys, but everyone knows when you want the good stuff, you gotta go to the mecca of degeneracy, and that is Japan. So, you know, here we go. Our first authentic Japanese sex toy. And just true to form, the Japanese do not disappoint. We have a fuckable foot. And here, the box is very high quality. I'm so used to just very generic cardboard boxes, you know, just nondescript. This one, it's like a collectible item. It has this really cute succubus anime girl with a foot with a pussy on it that you can thrust your penis into. Why? I ask you, why? Like, I understand if you like feet, if you're into foot jobs, but if you ever gotten a foot job, basically your penis sticks up and the girl steps on your penis and kind of rubs her foot up and down the bottom of your penis. And the problem with foot jobs is, one, only the underside of your dick is getting any friction. And then because your penis is sticking up, if you eventually come, it's going to go all over your chest, possibly your face. I don't know why people like it. I really, really don't. But why? 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 Anyway, this is okay. Here we go. Let's open up the box. It opens up like a little treasure chest. And there's a poem. So, and it's in English and in Japanese. So let's read this poem together. I'll read it in a dramatic voice. Tick-tock of your heels. When you walk around, make me weaken the knees and fall to the ground. Bow down before you, kiss your feet and adore you. I put my feet in your face so you can give them a whiff. And it doesn't take long for your cock to get stiff. That was beautiful. All right, then we have a plastic kind of cover over the foot. We will just take that off. All right. And here we have the star of the show. So I point out this case has like a molded plastic insert. So you're gonna wanna keep this case. But here she is. Here is the, it's a fuckable foot. I don't know what you were expecting. I don't know if you thought like it did something, but it's just a foot. If you're wondering if it has like a skeleton, if the toes are poseable, no, they're not. There's no skeleton. As you can see, I can twist the foot every which way. I can stretch the foot very unrealistically. So there's no skeleton, there's no support. The toes, they're flexible, but they're not, you can't pose them. You can't like spread the toes out. You can't bend the toes. I'm a little disappointed, not gonna lie. I'm a little disappointed that the foot and the toes are not poseable. Because now if this, you know, if you could like move the foot up and down, and if the toes were poseable, it had like realistic foot action. I mean, because that's what it is. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, it is just a pocket pussy. And the thing is, the pocket pussy is down here. And the actual channel goes up into the leg. So this whole part of the, like this part, the part that I'm covering with my hand, doesn't do anything. And if you take that part off, this is just a pocket pussy. Like, if I squish the heel in and cover up this part, it just looks like a pocket pussy. So that's all it is. It's a pocket pussy. That's a foot. But the foot doesn't do anything. The foot has no interaction with the function of the toy as a sex toy. And the problem is, because this doesn't hold the shape, like, so imagine this is your face and or crotch or whatever you like to rub girls' feet on, right? So you're rubbing the foot up and down, but because it's so floppy, you're not even getting the proper experience. You know, like, look, it's so floppy. It basically feels like like a, I don't know, some type of, it's like a doppelganger pretending to be a woman's foot, but it's like some kind of boneless, like clay face from Batman. How if you scan, if you play the Arkham games, if you scan Clayface, he doesn't have any bones because he's just like a shapeshifter, but he has no bones. That this is like a Clayface foot job. Like Clayface, let's say you and Clayface were cellmates, and you just haven't gotten any pussy in a long time, and so Clayface wanted to do you a solid, so he turned into a cute anime girl so you can make sweet love in your cell together. But because Clayface doesn't have any bones, he's giving you a foot job as your favorite anime succubi, and the foot job is just this floppy, slimy thing. I mean, is this doing it for you? Is this what you people like? You like floppy? Look at the feet. Look at the toes. Look at the toes just flip-flopping around. It didn't have to be this way. Just put some wires in it. I understand. I don't know. Would that add a couple? Would that add like $20 to put? It doesn't even have to be metal. Like, you know, a sex doll needs like a steel skeleton to support its weight. This doesn't need to support any weight. It just needs to have something in the foot so that it can actually feel like a foot. It should bend like a foot. The toes should be posed like a foot. This is nothing. This is Clayface foot job. As far as the sex toy function of the foot, look how tiny that hole is. That is a tiny hole. Now, I've noticed this with Japanese toys. I'm going to review another Japanese, what's called an onahip, which I called the doggy style asses. It was really tight. Now, it's actually, I suspect that that was the point. They made the vagina so tight that it was like, it was tighter than like anal. The Japanese like really, really tight pussies. So this foot has a very narrow hole and it feels really tight. Now, I don't, like, okay, I'm not ashamed to admit this. My penis is very unexceptional. It's not particularly, you know, girthy. It's not particularly long. It's just your average, you know, safe, unassuming, unintimidating penis. The kind of penis that you're not afraid to bring home and show your parents. Yeah, you know, it's not a penis you're going to remember years from now that you're going to compare all other penises to. It's a very just unassuming penis. And this toy was extremely tight for me. So if you are on the girthier side or something like that, this toy may be basically too tight. Either you'll split the material or it just will be so tight that you can't even get your dick in. So just be aware with these Japanese toys, they're made to be extremely tight. That might be a good thing. I particularly like a nice tight pussy, which is why I like anal. Some people aren't into anal. I don't mind a little anal because anal is tight. I like it tight. Anyway, this is really tight. Just so you know, you could tell just by the size of the hole. Now, it does stretch. You know, your dick will fit in it. It'll just be really tight. And it should go without saying. Most pocket pussies, you can clean them out very easily by turning the pocket pussy inside out. So you come in it, you turn it inside out, you rinse it out, dry it, turn it right side in, dry it. It's clean, ready to go. Because this is a foot, you're not going to be able to turn it inside out. Or you might be able, I didn't actually try. I'm a little bit worried because the hole is so small. Trying to turn this inside out through such a small hole, you may tear something. And obviously, the foot isn't going to work. It could work. I didn't want to risk it. So what I recommend doing is practice your pull-out game. Don't come inside the toy. That way you can give it a quick rinse. You just kind of stretch it open, rinse it, dump it. There's drying rods you could stick in there. That's the downside of having a tight toy like this. It's kind of hard to clean. Anyway, did it feel good? Yes, it felt good. Did it feel like amazing? It felt like a pocket pussy. If you've used a pocket pussy, that's what it feels like. This extra foot material doesn't really add anything to the experience. And if you like a foot job, like let's say you pretend this is, you know, your dick, if you like the feeling of a woman rubbing her foot up and down your dick, the problem is, as I'm demonstrating, it doesn't work because the foot has no It has no skeleton. So even if you like a foot job, it's not going to work because the foot is too floppy. It's too floppy. And all they had to do to fix this is put like a small skeleton, you know. And the thing is, there's plenty of material. Like, you have the channel that's for the pocket pussy. They could have put a skeleton around the foot, given it posable toes, and it would have been great. If you have a foot fetish, it would have been the perfect toy. But as it stands now, even if you have a foot fetish, is this what you want? Is this what you want? Probably not. This probably isn't the foot you've been waiting for, as the stormtroopers would say. Credit where credit's due. It's very tight. It feels good. As far as pocket pussies go, I liked it. It got the job done. Also, it does have toenails. So the toenails are hard, you know, like, they're basically just your standard, you know, fake nails that women use on their own bodies. But I appreciate that they actually gave it toenails, and they're not just like painted on. They're actual physical hard toenails. But again, there needs to be a skeleton to give the foot some structure. And then this would be a recommend for people with a foot fetish. However, I mean, at the end of the day, what is this? You're putting your dick inside a woman's foot, into the marrow of the bones of her leg bone. This is a Japanese toy. You don't get much more Japanese than fucking a woman through her foot into her leg bone with your cock. That's a very Japanese thing to do. Anyway, if you're in the foot fetishes, this is the first time I've been made aware of a toy like this. I don't know if there possibly is a foot toy that has a skeleton. That might be a better, you know, experience for you. But this is the only one I'm aware of. So my advice to the company is, you know, I appreciate the toenails. I really appreciate the box. The box is amazing. Put a skeleton in the toy. Make it actually feel like a real foot. That way you can get an actual foot job if you're into that sort of thing, instead of this big floppy whatever is going on over here. This isn't... You know, like imagine you bought a sex doll and it didn't have a skeleton, and you're trying to like hug the doll and put it into a sexual position, and it's just flopping around because it's just a big life-size blob of TPE. It wouldn't work. Even if it looks like a real woman, if it doesn't have a skeleton and it can't be posed correctly, it's just going to feel all kinds of wrong. And that's a problem with this foot. It's basically a pocket pussy with this extra floppy foot thing, and it doesn't really add anything. And as far as the price goes, this goes for $57.95, so essentially $60 for essentially a pocket pussy with a superfluous floppy foot. Is it worth $60? No. You can get a comparable pocket pussy for about $20. If you're just looking for something to masturbate with, $20 will get you a pocket pussy that'll feel as good or better than this. As far as it won't look like a foot, but even though this looks like a foot, it doesn't feel like a foot because it's too floppy and stretchy. So if they add a skeleton to this and you have like posable, you know, toes, and it can, you know, the ankle and everything moves like a real foot, then I could recommend this to people with a foot fetish who want a foot that they can interact with. But I really can't recommend this, especially not for the price. If you're just into feet, I don't know, get a mannequin foot. I'm sure there's like a mannequin foot. Honestly, like a mannequin foot that's made out of plastic, or at least some type of something, would probably be better than this for a foot job. Because again, you know, feet are not soft and supple like, you know, boobs. They're kind of rigid. So if you want to just rub a mannequin foot up and down your dick, that's probably going to be more realistic than this. And you can get a mannequin foot, like, you know, like when you go to the mall and there's, you know, you go by the shoe store, they have like the mannequin feet that are wearing the shoes. Just get one of those. Get a mannequin foot for like, I guarantee it costs less than $60. I mean, sure, you can't fuck the foot into the bone, but like, is that really what you want? Have you ever really sat down and be like, I want to fuck a foot. I want to put my penis into a foot and come in her marrow. That's what I want. That's why that's what they named the car after, the Camaro. It's for people who want to come in the her marrow. Maybe. I might have just made that up. Anyway, for $60, nah, I'm going to give this a pass. A cute box, though. Cute little anime succubi. There's nothing about this. I mean, I guess the fact that it's... I don't even know. Anyway, I have nothing else to add. I don't want to give a bad first impression. So this is a new sponsor, Onahole.com. I do like that I'm dipping my toe into authentic Japanese toys. This wasn't the best first impression, but I have another toy I'm reviewing from Onahole.com that I'm going to give very high praise to. So that's coming, but this is what we're working with now, getting this out of the way. Check it out. I do have a coupon code. It'll be in the description. You could save a little bit of money if you're interested in this toy, or you could check out the other toys that they sell. Anyway, thank you, Onahole.com, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code if you're interested, if you want to check out the rest of their offerings. Now, YouTube does not like when I put links in the description. I get strikes all the time for putting links in the description because the bots flag the links as porn. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to put the links as a comment and then pin the comment. So if you're wondering where the links are, they're a pinned comment. This only applies to YouTube. Outside of YouTube, the links will be in the description. But on YouTube, because they don't like links for some reason, we're gonna have to put the links as a pinned comment simply to avoid getting strikes, because we live in a society. Anyway, so, you know, don't be pussyfooting around. Make sure you get your foot pussy from onahole.com. And, that's it. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye!